A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to him and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Charlie Hebdo, Paris, terrorist, separation, retribution, enemy. Then, above it all, the cry, "Je suis Charlie." I am Charlie. There is an exquisite scene in today's gospel. It is at the moment as Jesus' arm begins to move away from his body toward the leper's body, and we see their eyes lock. At this instant, they are one, Jesus and the leper. Je suis leper. Je suis Jesus. The consciousness of sameness and connection replaces the consciousness of separation, and compassion arises. God, in his complete self-emptying as this incarnate Jesus, locks eyes with this leper. This is what we celebrated just a few weeks ago as we sang "Joy to the World" and "O Holy Night." We celebrated God's complete self-emptying to be one with us, Emmanuel. Today, as this scene in Mark's Gospel unfolds against the backdrop of Paris, Nigeria, Iraq, as Jesus wills his arm away from his body and wills his hand to touch the leper, we hear another song, this one from Philippians. Though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. It is this something to be grasped at which is illuminating their locked eyes in this gospel scene. It is the radiance of separation dissolving and Christ consciousness evolving. Both their consciousness are one. This is healing. This is wholeness. We too call out as we see Jesus passing us today, "Jesus, if you wish, you can make us whole." Our eyes lock with his, and the exquisite realization that it is God's will. We are whole. We are one. Jesus' prayer that they may be one, as you, Father, and I are one, is answered. And our consciousness, no longer caught in separation, knows the truth that heals Iraq, Nigeria, Paris. Je suis Charlie. The Christ consciousness of sameness and connection replaces the consciousness of separation, and compassion arises. We have only to reach out our hand and touch.